How you doing? This is Ivan from Bite Size Wisdom for Busy People. And today I want to share another idea to help you live a more conscious life. And the idea is just mainly about having an attitude. And this attitude is about being a student of life. I feel that this is a useful attitude because life always being fresh, always being new, by being a student of life, we'll always be constantly learning, but that requires that we always that we ourselves approach life in a new and fresh way, which means that we learn to let go of our past, let go of all our conceptual images, which we constantly use as a reference to interpret our present moment. Because I think we all know that person in our life, or we know somebody that we would label as a know-it-all. You know, this person has an opinion on everything, but they speak in a way which it's clear for everybody that this is not their own understanding. This is just secondhand knowledge that maybe they just got from a book. But it's kind of like if you read a book about fixing cars, but you've never actually fixed a car. So if your car broke down, you wouldn't actually know how to fix it because this is not your own understanding, not your own knowledge. And the problem with people like this is when you think you know it all, you have immediately closed yourself off to any real learning. So life is constantly trying to give us lessons. But when you, the moment you think you know, you've missed an opportunity to grow. So that's why I think that having the attitude of being a student of life is very useful. So to be a student of life, what does that require? Like I mentioned earlier, you know, it requires that we learn to let go of our past. So what does that mean? It means that we need to learn to become very alert, very aware of our inner processes. So it's like being in a passive alert witness in your inner space. So this is noticing, constantly noticing what you're thinking, what you're feeling, but in a way that you do not become identified to what you're observing. And that way you can see the past operating within you. So if you can become disidentified from that and not go along with these observations, these thoughts, these feelings that you have, then you are not operating from the past. But the problem is that most people, they derive their sense of self from their thinking process. They believe that little voice in their head, their thinking, they believe that to be who they are. And when you're at that level, you're always just interpreting your world through the past, because these are all just conceptual images that come from our memories. Thinking is just basically a response from memory. A memory is the past. So in order for us to approach life in a new way, we constantly have to be able to see the past operating within ourselves. And when you can become that alert and that aware inside, then as you're living your life day to day and you're exposed to various situations, you can see when you're trying to see the world through the past. And by being aware that you're trying to see the situation through a habit, through just force of habit, then you can just put it aside. You can learn to put these aside and just be present, be aware, be alert in the moment. And in that way, seeing the world through those eyes and just being open, this is how you're open to the world, saying yes to life, then life will be a constant, never-ending learning process. It's a very beautiful place to be in. So I suggest that you guys do whatever you can to learn to see the world with new eyes. In Zen, they have a term called beginner's mind, and everything I just spoke about is learning to get to that beginner's mind, which is learning to see things in a fresh way, like the very first time you're encountering it. And you do that by learning to put the past aside. And then when you learn to put the past on hold for a little bit, then you will just be seeing the world from a place of just presence, of awareness, and just inner silence, just learning to quiet the mind. And how do you quiet the mind? You can't do it from the level of mind, which is just the mind fighting the mind. You have to learn just to become, like I said, a very alert, passive witness. And the more alert and aware that you become, then the mind on its own will slow down. And you'll be able to intuitively know how to get back into just being present and seeing the world from a place of presence. And in this way, you will be, like they say, like in Zen, in the beginner's mind. And in the beginner's mind, that's when you can take your experiences in a fresh new way, in a way that it will touch your mind, it will touch your heart and your body. So when it touches all three aspects of your being, you will really be learning something, and it will be your own understanding. All right, guys, so I hope you're doing good. That's just the message, the idea I had for you today. So be a student of life. And when you're a student of life, life is just, never-ending adventure. You know, every day is an opportunity to learn something new, see things in a new way, and just have more, be able to have more insight into your life and just reality. So this is amazing. You know, life's amazing. It's a miracle that we're here. And don't let this, your lifetime, go to waste. Use your time wisely. So if you enjoy these videos, guys, please subscribe and hit the little notification bell. So that way, when I release a new video, you guys will get a notification. And please share to anybody who you think will benefit from these ideas. And that's about it. Have a great day, guys. Take care. Peace.